I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And I'm Lisa.
And you're here with us on A Teachers Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Hey, guys.
Hey, how y'all doing?
So we actually have somebody. I'm going to give them the floor in just a second, but I need you to think back to this summer. And remember when I told you guys I went on a teacher cruise with Teacher Heart Out? Well, we have the founder of Teacher Heart Out, Miss Lisa, with us. Ooh. And she is going to be our guest today. But before we jump into the case, we want to give her the floor and let her tell you all things Teacher Heart Out. So, Miss Lisa.
Hi, guys. I am Lisa, and I'm one of the co-founders. I actually started, we started Teacher Heart Out in 2017, my daughters and I, Tasha and Elise. And the main premise of it was that we, like in my whole tenure, like I retired in 2020, and I had 29 years and then a year of sick leave. So it added up to 30 years. And so, of course, I've gone to thousands of professional development. So it had always been on my bucket list to start a conference. And so my daughters and I just said, you know what, let's do it after we started the Right Stuff Chicks. And so our very first conference was in Atlanta, Georgia. We sold it out. And we just like, you know, we were like, okay, let's just keep going. Let's keep going. And so our very first one was called the Right Stuff Chicks Conference. But we were like, no, it needs to be something with teaching. And so I just like went into prayer about it. And I was driving along in the car and Teacher Heart Out just came in my brain. I was like, that's it. Teacher Heart Out. Because we want teachers to teach their hearts out. Wow. And we feel like they need to be reminded to teach their hearts out.
I know that's right.
And so that is what we ended up calling it. And of course, you know, COVID came. And then like in 2019, we decided to do our very first cruise. And it was a blast. And so then COVID came.
Yeah.
And so of course we didn't get to go on the cruise. And then we went to Cozumel 2021. No. Yes. No, 2022.
Yeah.
We went to Cozumel 2023, went to the Bahamas. And then next summer, 2024, we'll be going to Cozumel. And we actually will have this time 2 days at sea. And so that's when we'll do our sessions. We're also having a talent show. So if you have a talent, you should definitely join or sign up to be one of the participants in the talent show. We're also going to have Educator Feud, which is like Family Feud. So we'll be sending out like a survey to get some, to get our top ones. And we'll also do like some minute to win it games as well. We also will have theme nights. We'll be announcing those very soon. We are not sure if we will be visiting a school. We would definitely love to do that because we like to be able to give back to the community in which we are visiting. But we will let everyone know about that. But of course, people always say, can I bring my family? You can bring your family. You can bring your significant other. You can bring your mama. You can bring anybody that you want to bring. They would not participate, of course, in the sessions, but the night activities, they definitely can come to that. And, you know, we just have a great time.
I can vouch for it. The theme nights are like my favorite.
Brooke was really committed to those theme nights.
I was.
Every night she would post on the story and I'll be like, she is really doing it. Like she is going for it.
I was excited. Yeah. I was so excited. I love a good theme. And we had a pajama party one night with like some music and it was like closed off. So that was really cool because you can go on the ship to like the ship activities. But what I really liked is that like particular night, it was just the teachers. And so like I actually got to talk to other teachers that I didn't see because I went to a lot of sessions that geared towards my teaching pathway, right? So I went more towards engagement and activities. And there were some people on there that were elementary that would go to mm-hmm. like co-teaching sessions and things like that. Well, I never got to engage with those people because we were in different sessions. So I really liked the pajama party night. It does give you an opportunity to meet other teachers. You get to sit with different teachers at dinner. You get to just kind of pick people's brains. And I think that's really cool because what Ms. Lisa was saying was she went to a ton of PDs as an educator, but we put ourselves in this box as each state. And I feel like we don't think about it on a national scale. And like, what can an Alabama teacher learn from a California teacher? Well, absolutely. The options are endless. I mean, they really are. And why our systems don't think about that is beyond me. But I felt like I learned so much.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love that.
Yeah.
But guess what, guys? Do you know who's also going to be on that cruise? Doing a live show.
We are.
We are going to be on the cruise, y'all.
Yes. I'm so excited.
That is so bizarre.
It'll be our first live show. I mean, John won't be able to edit out where I say Colorado.
Colorado. I mean, so, we're going to have to, oh my gosh, we have to think about all this stuff because we have to record it.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
How are we going to do that? We have to call, we have to contact people. We have to, we have a lot of work to do.
I'm so excited. And Miss Lisa has a little giveaway for you guys. Mm-hmm. So Miss Lisa, do you want to tell us?
So anyone who signs up for the cruise between now and Friday will get a $50 gift certificate that will get mailed to you. So if you sign up between now and Friday, we will mail you a $50 Carnival gift card.
And that means that you only have to pay $50 more for the drink package, just if you needed me to do the math for y'all. Just the math is mathing, just letting you know.
So you guys have until February, I'm tripping, December 29th.
Yes.
And also, Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
everybody. At this point, I feel like y'all are opening presents. Yeah. Y'all are letting the kids run rampant. You know, you're cleaning up wrapping paper. But, you know, when you get a minute to sit down, just, you know, put on your favorite true crime podcast and just let us ease you into the holidays, okay?
Yeah. When your husband's driving you crazy, just go and put on your murder documentary.
Ooh, when the kids have broken that new toy for the 17th time and you like, look in here, little Susie. Just plop in your AirPods. Calm down. Because we
listen
got
to
you.
Us. Yes. So excited. We're going to do our star student, but our star student is going to be brought to us by Miss Lisa. So she has someone in mind. I have heard this person that she's about to talk about. They're amazing, but I'm going to let Miss Lisa tell you a little bit more about our star student this week.
So the star student is Dr. Brad Johnson, who is one of our keynoters. He will not be on the cruise, but he will be in Tampa the day before we leave on the cruise. And he actually just released a new book called Becoming an Assertive Teacher. So if you want to pick that up so that you can get some tips on being an assertive teacher, that would be great. He will also, like I said, he'll do a keynote in Tampa the day before we leave on the cruise.
Wow.
And he really spoke a lot towards people that were seeking leadership positions. And I know that resonated with my coworker, Medley. Y'all have heard me talk about her before. But she's actually in school to be an administrator. So what she really appreciated was we got so many different things from the Teacher Heart Out Conference and cruise. Mm-hmm. So she got insight on administrator things and perspectives from him. She also got to do a co-teaching session, which she's our co-teacher this year. I got to do an AI session, which I credit Teacher Heart Out for getting me started on the AI world because y'all know how invested I am in the AI world now. All kudos to the cruise. So, yeah.
All right.
So exciting.
Do I still do the jingle?
Yes. Dr. Johnson.
All right. Well, Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for, I got to change it a little bit.
Thank you so much for, ooh, what are you going to do? Contribution?
But contribution doesn't rhyme with star. Who goes out it for doesn't. You? You. Okay, I'm just going to, it's not going to rhyme, but we're just going to go with it. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Dr. Johnson. Thank you so much for, I lost it. It didn't. Oh, I got it again. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Dr. Johnson, thank you so much for being great. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yeah.
I mean, we on the fly, that was good.
It was. It was very good. Was good. Yeah.
I couldn't stray too far away from it. You know, the listeners have their ways. They need do. This. They need the estudiante estrella.
Yeah. Very particular. Mm-hmm. Yes. But Miss Lisa, we're going to jump into the case and you just chime in with any opinions. I don't know if you guys knew Miss Lisa's background. Miss Lisa, will you tell us your background in education?
Of course. So I started out teaching seventh grade. God bless the middle school teacher. But then I taught fourth grade. Then I was a school counselor, an assistant principal, an elementary principal. And then I finished my career being over federal programs for the central office. So, like I said, I had 29 years and 1 year of sick leave. So I know that people need like their mental health days, but I was able to retire a whole entire year and a half. Really a year and a half early.
Wow.
Because I had like so many sick leave days. So just keep that in mind. I know mental health's important and you need to, you know, if you feel like you need to take a mental health day, take it by all means. But I just saved my as many days as I could so that I could retire early.
My mom did that.
Yeah.
That's smart. Mm-hmm. I'm not off to a good start, Miss Lisa.
No.
Because I'm using those days.
Yes. Right. That's what I said to each his own.
I'm gonna do better next year.
I always say that too.
One time.
I say I'm gonna do better next year, and then my husband's like, "Do you want to go on a trip?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do."
Right.
Who doesn't want to go on a trip?
Exactly. Well, that's my mental health days. Like traveling is my mental health.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Some people read, some people travel. Hey.
Exactly. I agree. All right. Well, are you ready, Ashley?
Sure am.
Okay. Is it a murder?
Yes.
Okay. Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora. So I'm going to assume that if you're here listening to Teachers Talk Crime right now, that you are in some way, shape, or form a true crime-obsessed human being. But imagine being so obsessed with true crime that you committed a murder out of pure curiosity. Buckle up, estudiantes, because that is exactly what we're going to be learning about in today's episode. And before we begin, I do have to shout out our last estudiante estrella, Rob, for our case suggestion. So if you guys ever have a case suggestion, you guys are really good at DMing us. But if you can please send it to our email at teacherstalkcrimepodcast@gmail.com and title the subject line case suggestion so we can add it to our very long list of cases.
Yes.
Trigger warnings for our episode today are murder and mentions of dismemberment of a body.
Wow.
Yeah, just short and to the point.
To the point, yeah. Mm-hmm.
We will begin today's lesson in May of 2023 in South Korea. And I just want to preface this by saying that there were no exact dates in any research that I found. So I'm just going to be like, here and there. And I tried to just weave it together in a nice little bow for you guys, but if it gets confusing, I'm sorry. I did my best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, like, this is May of like this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, real recent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 23-year-old Jung Yu Jung arrived at a 26-year-old woman's home in Busan. She had been communicating with this woman, coordinating tutoring lessons. However, tutoring was not her intent. Jung had actually been meticulously searching for the perfect victim for months via an online tutoring app. She was obsessed with true crime shows and novels and wanted to try out murder. So on this tutoring app, she messaged over 50 people, mainly women, and made sure to ask if the tutoring sessions would be occurring within their homes. So she is just out here plotting, looking for the quote unquote perfect victim.
That's so scary. I've been to Busan. It's not very big. Like, I don't know. I just, oh, wow.
It's a little.
Yeah.
It makes me weary because as someone who teaches and like puts stuff out on like, you know, care.com and like the occasional Facebook, like anyone looking for a tutor, now in the back of my head, I'm be like, are you really looking for a tutor or are you trying to kill me?
Yeah, that's crazy. And that's like those sites over there are very prevalent because they want to learn English. Like that's the main tutoring.
And that's exactly what
there.
She was doing.
Yeah,
that's exactly what she was doing. So in May of 2023, she contacted the 23-year-old woman posing as a woman of a ninth grader inquiring about English lessons. And according to all of my sources, the woman's identity has not been released by the police. So I'm just going to be referring to her as the 26-year-old woman because I do not know who she is. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how the information was uncovered, but Jung discovered that this woman not only did lessons at her home, but also lived alone. Like, I don't know how that just casually comes up in conversation. Like, oh, we're tutoring? Oh, you live alone? Like, I would be like, no, my big, scary man husband is here with
also
me.
Here.
Yeah. And our big Rottweiler that eats people for breakfast. Like,
but women are typically more vulnerable to other women. And if Jung wasn't Jung pretending to be a ninth grader?
No, she was pretending to be the mom of a ninth grader.
Oh, yes, yeah. Ma'am. See, okay. Yes, ma'am.
And I guess that makes like they never said why she specifically chose women. But now that you said that, it has me kind of thinking like maybe that's why she could relate to a woman rather than a man. Maybe.
I feel like I could, if I ever felt like I could overtake someone, it would be a woman. Like, I don't think I could overtake a man.
Unless he was like small.
Right, right. Like, yeah. Yeah.
You know, but that, yeah, I don't know.
Jung
arrived at the tutor's house wearing a school uniform that she had purchased online. Now, looking at pictures of Jung, she looked very, very young. So when she was dressed up in a school uniform, she in fact did look like a child.
Mm.
Like the picture is probably on the screen right now and you can see her, but she looked very young. Okay. Once the teacher let her inside, Jung began attacking her. The tutor was stabbed over 100 times. She even considered stabbing her. Nope, I'm not considered. Hold on, let me run that sentence back. Sorry, John, you're going to be all right. I'm sorry. She even continued stabbing her once she was deceased. Jung then left the tutor's house to purchase trash bags and cleaning supplies. Once she returned to the home, she dismembered the body. She went as far as cutting off her fingers to make sure it was more difficult to identify her. So she is just planning every piece of this puzzle. Like.
But it seems like she's planning as she goes. Like as much thought as she put into the initial attack.
Yeah.
Then she
like,
left.
Like, why are you
scene?
Going out to buy trash bags?
Right.
Why don't
right.
you? But also, it might have been suspect if she just, you know, like I assume that would be a little. Mm-hmm. Maybe hide them in the bushes. I don't know. I'm not a criminal, so I don't know. But I don't know what they do. But
yeah.
Jung put the dismembered remains into a suitcase and took the taxi to Nakdong River, where she dumped the suitcase in the woods. Now, I'm not privy to murder, but I would think that if you are murdering someone and traveling with their remains, that public transportation would just not be
not.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like that just doesn't.
And the body was heavy.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the suitcase, like, I'm pretty sure the picture's up there by now. But there's another picture with her, like, on the CCTV footage with the suitcase. And it was, like, it didn't look like a very big suitcase. Mm-hmm. So, like...
Cut her up.
Well, I'm just, mm-hmm. like, you say that you're into true crime. And, you know, Miss Lisa, do you listen to true crime often? Okay. Mm-mm. So... perfect example. So like Miss Lisa doesn't listen to true crime often. So maybe the knowledge that people that do listen to true crime, she wouldn't have. But you're sitting here saying that she is an avid true crime listener. Mm-hmm. Everything you're doing during this crime are things I know true crime people would know better than to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
I even went to say that. Like, that's rule number one. That's rule number one. Make sure you have a clear plan.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So the fact that she was traveling on public transportation was her ultimate demise. So the taxi driver noticed the blood-stained suitcase and contacted the authorities, which kudos to them for seeing something and saying something, because I'm just imagining if I was driving that taxi and I saw that, I would be like, that is a lot of ketchup. Like, just, you know?
That's not my business.
Mm-mm, I just need to get my little coin because I'm a teacher. This is my side hustle, okay? I'm just trying to get home. Like, So he told the authorities that he witnessed her dispose of the suitcase in the woods. And also, girl, like, what? So we already talked about, like, public transportation. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
If you're committing a crime. Also, make sure you don't have any witnesses.
Yeah.
Because you had this whole man, like, she threw this suitcase into the... And I just imagine her, like, tossing in the woods and just walking away. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't seem like... She was like, okay, take me back home. Like, you're very bold, ma'am.
Yeah.
You're very
That's
bold.
What I'm saying. It's like, I don't know... If you really do, I don't know. She's just like winging it at this point. And the taxi driver's like, that's a lot of ketchup. Let me see what she does with this. Oh, wow. She threw that in the woods. That is really
weird. Why would you throw a ketchup stained suitcase in the woods, man? Like, that's not ketchup.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's something gnarly in there.
Mm-hmm.
So Jung was clearly arrested. However, she wasn't very truthful with what actually happened. So originally she told the police that that someone else killed the tutor and she just simply moved the body.
No.
Like, so they just hit you, hey girl, would you mind just handling this for me? I got a little carried away. You know what I mean? Like, girl.
Right. Right. And like, why would they call you? You don't know this woman. Like, what? I'm just confused. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you're not very bright with your plans.
Yeah.
Then she changed her story and said that she accidentally killed her after the two had gotten into an argument. So she's not very reliable at this point. She's like, oh, this happened. Just kidding. This happened. And then finally in June, she had confessed. She revealed that she had this idea of trying out a murder and did it out of curiosity due to her fascination with true crime shows and books. And I like true crime. I read true crime books, but I'm not curious to do those things.
No.
Mm-mm. That's crazy.
I have no interest in that. I like to read about it, not execute it myself. That's
right.
It's not very smart.
Well, she said that, you know, it was an accident. How do you accidentally stab someone over 100 times?
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe the first time was an accident. Maybe. But the 99 plus?
Mm-mm. Those weren't accidents.
Mm-mm. It was reported that some of the body parts were found in the woods by the Nak Dong River, but more body parts were found in Jung's home. And I'm just like, well, how does she get them home?
Whoa, she took some of them home?
Yes, ma'am.
Something was mentally... something's mentally off here. True crime has one of the biggest fan bases out there. Just like the network of true crime. And like those 100,000 plus people are not curious to go commit a murder. Like something had to be off.
Yeah. And I'll get into that towards the end. Okay. Because something was off.
Okay.
According to one source, police revealed that Jung kept the victim's cell phone, ID, and wallet in order to make it look like she had disappeared. They also stated that her online search history showed that Jung was researching how to kill and how to get rid of a body.
She's again, not very bright.
Again.
And like,
we're not thinking with this up here.
Mm-mm. Like, imagine Korea's got a lot of technology. Yeah. Korea got a lot of technology. Like, they can find all this stuff. And actually, other countries utilize CCTV footage way more than Americans do. Like, when we discuss cases from other countries, they're like solving cases through CCTV.
Oh, footage. Absolutely. Every time.
Yeah.
But not in the US.
No.
They just waiting for somebody to crack under pressure or something.
I don't know.
And speaking of CCTV footage, she was also captured multiple times on CCTV footage, arriving and leaving at the tutor's home. Again, you're obsessed with true crime and you don't know these basic things.
Yeah. That's.
Like, I feel like you weren't really obsessed because you would know this. Mm-hmm. You would. This is basic true crime 101. Make sure you have no witnesses. And you have this taxi driver. You have this footage. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things striking against you. Mm-hmm. Police also stated the following. Jung was a loner and a recluse who had been unemployed since graduating from high school 5 years ago.
Mm. Who is paying her bills?
She lives with her grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Well. So him?
I guess so.
Possibly.
Maybe she felt like true crime was her only friend. Like if you're such a loner, you know, mm-hmm. like think of video game kids, right? We all mm-hmm. know the video game kids. Like they are so transfixed into their video games. Like they do not see reality.
Yeah.
That's like around them.
Mm-hmm. So maybe she began thinking of that as her reality. And then
as her reality,
her thoughts started to fester and just spiral downhill. Mm-hmm. According to one source, on Friday, November 24th, so like very, very recently, Jung was escorted out of the detention center for prosecution. The Korea Times reported that she told them that she was really sorry for the victim's family. And when she was asked why she tried to cover up the murder, she stated the following, "I think I was out of my mind."
Wow. And I wonder what, I don't know if you guys have any insight, but I wonder what like the judicial system is in Korea. Because I don't think it's a jury of your peers.
Right.
Well, there weren't a lot of like information about her specific trial. Because what it seems like I don't even think they had a trial. Like I feel like she left this detention center to go get sentenced. Like I couldn't find anything about her trial, like the dates, anything like that. Like. Mm-hmm. It was just like, hey, so on Friday, November 24th, she was sentenced. So I don't know what happened prior to that.
Right. Still very curious, I wonder, because I don't think we've done an Asian case before, like a case that's taking place in Asia. So I would be very interested to know like their judicial process. I mean, she ended up confessing. So there's that. Like, you know, she did it. But yeah.
Yeah. The Busan District Court sentencing judge stated that the killing had spread fear in society that one can become a victim for no reason and incited a general distrust among the community. Jung tried pleading for a more lenient sentence, stating that she was having hallucinations and additional mental issues going on at the time. And I feel like that's everybody's failsafe. Like,
it is.
All right, I did this crazy thing. Let me just see if I could get insanity because this seems pretty insane to me that you would do all of this. So I feel like she might have a point there, but then once they go into why they like shut her down, because surprise, surprise, they shut her down all the way. Mm-hmm. So when they shut her down, they stated that the crime had been carefully planned and carried out, and it is difficult to accept her claim of mental and physical disorder, which is true. Like if you are that gone, you had this whole plan. You were on this app for months, contacting all of these people. And then you finally found the person. You went to her house dressed up and said school uniform to make yourself appear like a child, and then you murdered her viciously.
For
and
no
then
reason.
You're like, nope, I was having hallucinations and there was things going wrong up here. I don't really buy it. I don't really buy what she's selling. I don't.
Well, I will say that Asian culture is slightly different when it comes to mental health. It's not talked about as much over mm-hmm. there. And they especially they believe in a lot of like holistic healing. Mm-hmm. So instead of, you know, if she was struggling, I don't think she was going to get the proper medication. Well, I say proper. Who are we to say we're right and they're wrong? That's mm-hmm. their culture. And I would never do that. But they would not get Americanized medicines over there, right? So it's more of a holistic approach. They handle situations like that very differently. If you have or show mental illness or mental weakness, they really haven't, just their culture hasn't learned how to, I don't want to say accept it, but they don't have the resources that we have over here. Like, people are not actively in therapy in Asian cultures. That's just that's not a thing. I mean, that's not any hate to them. It's just not a thing. Yeah. So I think that she definitely planned it. Do not get me wrong. I'm not defending her. I don't think it was hallucinations because you planned it for months. It wasn't a psychotic break because you planned it out for months. I think that she might have had some disassociation, some mental illness going on, but I don't know.
Yeah. I could see that. I could see her definitely having some mental issues. But as far as hallucinations and just stating that you wanted more leniency because of that, when, like you said, you did all of this prep work to start, like, it's just the puzzle pieces are not aligning.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
They also noted that her story changed multiple times after being arrested. Prosecutors even asked to give Jung the death penalty. And according to one of my sources, the death penalty in South Korea is reserved for the gravest of crimes. So much so that South Korea hasn't carried out an execution since 1997.
Wow.
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
That is crazy.
So she wasn't sentenced to the death penalty, but she was sentenced to life in prison for murder, desecration, and abandonment of a corpse. And in addition to her life sentence, it says that she must wear a tracking device for the next 30 years. And I'm just like, why do you need that if you're locked up? Like, where are you going? I know where you are. You're in jail. So what's the purpose of that? If anyone, you know, I looked at our listeners. We don't have any listeners in South Korea. I'm hoping that maybe this changes some things.
That's interesting.
But if any of you know why Jung will be wearing this tracking device for 30 years if she's locked up, I would love to know, because that confused me a little bit.
For sure.
They made it seem like she was going to be like out and about. So
that does imply that, yeah.
And she wasn't, because she's there for life.
But their life could be very different. I don't know. I mean, you have to think Asian cultures have lower crime rates. Now, here's the thing that I've always said, because when I lived in China, a woman stabbed her husband with chopsticks. Somebody wants to kill somebody, they're going to kill somebody, right? They're
going to be determined.
Yeah, they're going to be determined to do it. Their crime rate is lower because they don't have guns. Guns are obviously illegal over there. And I think because their crime rate is so low, some situations like this, they're like, oh Lord, how do we handle this? We've never seen this before. You know, it's probably not something that's just a regular Monday for a judge here in the United States. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I would be very interested to know more about the judicial system in Korea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, I know some of you may be curious if Jung was a psychopath or not, because who does something like this? Just because. Mm-hmm. Well, right. The police did reveal that she did score highly on the psychopath test. So, conclusion, she was a psychopath.
Dang.
Yeah.
Where is this test at?
We're
still looking for this test.
We looked for the one episode that we talked about it. I did look it up and I couldn't find anything. I was like, God has protected me.
Yeah.
He's like, girl, because you're going to be giving everybody this test. Like, the next time I go on a date, hey, would you mind just filling this out for me real quick? Thank you. Like, everybody's going to get this test. I'm going to know if people around me are not well. I'm going to know. And that is the lesson of Jung Yoo Jung.
Wow. Miss Lisa, do you have any thoughts?
I mean, that's crazy. Recently, my son-in-law's best friend's husband stabbed her 60 times in front of their 8-year-old.
Wow.
This is like for real.
Wow.
So, yeah. So that just like brought that. I mean, so you just never know what people are dealing with.
That is
you
true.
Honestly don't.
You don't.
People are crazy.
And I do, I do wholeheartedly believe in psychotic breaks. I mean, we've covered cases. People have psychotic breaks, but you know, there's a difference in
one time.
Yeah.
Of course he didn't die. So it's just crazy. Mm.
And it was probably something that happened in a long time ago. Well, in a moment, not planned over months and months and months. So
absolutely. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't know, but I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just you never know what's going on behind closed door. I wonder if her grandfather's spoken out. I mean, that's the person that spent the most time with her.
There's been like, so all the articles I found like had generally the same information, but like a little one thing like extra. Like it was just like, oh, this bloop. And here's this extra one. I'd be like, ooh, let me add that in there. But like, I couldn't find anything about the grandfather. I couldn't even find this girl's birthday. Like, but it's like a shut, closed case. I mean, she's done it. She's convicted. She's sentenced. So now I don't really know if anything else is going to come out about it. So,
Well, as always, you guys are very good about finding our updates. So if you do see an update, you know, let us know. I did recently comment, speaking of updates, I did recently comment on the Sarah Star case. That case did wrap up in November, and both the brother and the ex-husband were found guilty.
Wow.
So I did want to let you guys in on that. I had somebody ask about the update on that case. So as always, if you hear any other updates, let us know so we can let you know.
Yep. If you see something, say something. That applies to y'all seeing updates about, you know, our episodes, because we are very busy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
We are.
And, you know, any help helps. So we appreciate, you know, you giving us those little sprinkles of information. We love that.
Yep. But thank you, Lisa, for being on here.
Thank you guys for having me.
We loved it. We loved it so much.
Yes.
As you go and follow Teach Your Heart Out, first and foremost. Second, go and book yourself on the cruise and let us know that you're going to be on the cruise.
With us.
Yes. And then if you cannot make the cruise for whatever reason, but you should, Lisa's organization, Teach Your Heart Out. Teach Your Heart Out has a ton of other conferences. I know that they did a Vegas conference. They just, they're about to have one in Washington, D.C. So if you cannot make the cruise for whatever reason, there are other options for you.
Mm-hmm. And it's so fun.
Our website is teachyourheartout.com.
Yes.
Nice. Teachyourheartout.com.
And I just love how like the PDs, because everybody knows as teachers, we go to a ton of PDs and they are dry.
They are.
And very just unengaging. And I just love that you took something that could be so boring for some and changed it into something that, you know, makes us want to teach our hearts out. You know what I mean? Because like those PDs that I attend, I'm like, if I got to sit through another curriculum training and you give me these same little snacks, I'm going to lose it. But I just love what you're doing. And it's amazing.
Thank you.
It's necessary, honestly.
It is. It really is. Yes.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, if you have any questions that we can filter them to Lisa, If you have any questions about the cruise that I can't answer, I can always reach out to Lisa for you. So let us know how we can help. Mm-hmm.
All right. And as always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.